to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We're back, J Foreman, DP, Austin Orman. Middle of the 5 o'clock hour, pushing to the 6 o'clock hour on this beautiful Tuesday. See the street starting to get active here at 1040 O Street. DP, you missed it out. Missed it, man. You were gone. I saw one of the most amazing feats in mankind.
Uh-oh.
I saw a man that was, what, Austin, probably 5'4", correct?
140, 150.
Okay. Boot up to a big 18-wheeler and look it up and down. So how dare you be in my crosswalk? Then, 15 minutes later, I saw a man walk across. We got it actually on the fan cam. Walk across there and take a smooth Chrysler 300 nudge and keep it moving without a limp.
I got places to go, things to do.
He got bumped and just kept it moving.
Yeah, I got things
didn't,
to do.
Didn't, hey, no hitching his giddy up, no quickness.
Yeah. Well, he's not in front of us. He got down the street.
Yeah, he's down the street. He walked past there, and he's like, yeah, that kind of hurt.
Yeah.
Was it delayed onset pain?
Oh, yeah.
So we got that. But with that being said, DP, we're in the middle, the middle part of spring ball, maybe, I guess, whatever. I always say this is where you see who's not motivated, but more disciplined. I always try to explain to my basketball players. Everybody's motivated when basketball season starts, or when, in this case, spring and summer starts, or fall back, whatever it is. Just no different than spring training, DP, or, you know, off season for football. Everybody's motivated then.
Yeah.
Everybody's motivated at the beginning of spring. But do you have the discipline and the want to be the best that you can be? And that's what separates people. And people don't understand the difference between motivation and discipline. And it's very simple for me to say, motivation is temporary. Discipline is long-term. Everybody's motivated when you come out of the tunnel, got the interest, and the crowd's going crazy. But do you have the discipline in the second, third, or fourth quarter, or, you know, in baseball, do you have the discipline to take a pitch at 3-1, or whatever you're supposed to practice on, or anything like that? Do you have the discipline to have the same routine when you have success? Do you have the discipline to have the same routine that you know successful when you haven't been successful? That's what's going to separate, you know, the good from the average, and the great from the good. And, you know, more times you get more of the previous, which is great, getting guys to elevate to from good to great. That's where you're able to, win some games. So now they're in the middle of it. It's going to be interesting to see how it shakes out. Nothing will be really probably set, but practice habits are practice habits.
Well, I mean, how you work is such an internally processed thing. Like, it's not the same for anybody. Farley was talking about today that, you know, there was a moment where in ones versus one, he gets to the hole. And on the other side coming at him is that LP dude. And again, Farley's one of the best to ever do it here. But he said things slowed down for him so much that he could literally hear LP grinding his teeth as he entered the hole. And Farley said, yeah, I have to make a decision here.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. You got to make a business decision.
I got to make a decision here that I can let him talk about me, or I can step up in here. Farley said, I considered falling. Like something tripped me and looked at the ground.
Yeah, well, that's the ultimate. Oh man, the turf monster got me.
So he said, yeah. I also considered jumping on his back. Ultimately, he chose to just make the football play and take whatever came with it.
Yeah, I mean, I think
that's commitment you talked about.
That's the commitment. That's the discipline. And with discipline, you have to be willing to take some lumps. You have to be willing to put yourself out there, because that's the only you have to. That's discipline is not just showing up and doing the same thing. And you know, like Mike Tyson says, make things that you don't like doing look like you love it. But it's discipline, understanding that every play you have to have a learning experience. You have to be disciplined enough to say, you know what, the result's going to be the result. But I know the result if I don't participate. That means having LP's cleat marks all up your chest. That. then if you make a business decision and dodge, then you're going to be talked about for umpteen months.
Yeah.
And the thing is, then you're going to lose respect, and respect lasts forever. And some guys are respected, some guys are quote unquote tolerated, and that all comes down to what you do on a day-to-day basis. And so when we used to have spring ball, you know, it would separate the guys that would say they were tough and the guys that weren't. Because you got to be tough and tough-minded to go out there and answer the bell every day. Because it's not an easy job, man. I mean,
especially in the spring, there's one payoff.
There is no payoff.
Like, well, you finally on the 27th.
Oh yeah, sure.
On the 27th, you get to run. You get to put on the pads, and you get to run out of the tunnel. And there's 70,000 to 80,000 people
going in crazy. There. Yeah,
and it's a chance for you to step up your game and be elevated, et cetera. But the reality is, nobody. You don't have the full coverage. Folks on TV aren't talking about it ad nauseum, right?
Mm-hmm.
We talk about it a little bit, but yeah, like the payoff, you know that you've got a mattress to fall on. Oh, it doesn't go well for me April 27th.
I got all summer.
Mm-hmm. So that thing that you talk about, again, that commitment, that you said motivation is temporary, you got to have that character.
Yeah. I mean, it's
in you.
You know, the spring is, it's far enough away from the season. You're like, okay, I have a second chance. But the tricky thing about the spring is if you don't treat spring as a place to get better,
yeah,
or a place to where I got to continue to improve myself and prove myself, or there's a reason why I'm doing it, you know, method to the madness, whatever you want to do. I can become a better leader because I can pay it forward and help some of the younger guys. But then also I want to, you know, prove my dominance at a certain, whatever it is. And it could be a multitude of things. It will catch up to you.
It always does, right?
Well, Coach Osmer used to tell us, listen, we're going to win our first four games in winter conditioning in spring ball. And trust me, we was training like it. We was practicing like it. And then we're going to really, in the middle of the summer, we're going to crank up our work, and we're going to do that. And then we're going to continue along the season. And towards the end of the season, we're going to be more physical and fresher. And it takes a huge commitment because you got to have the discipline in the middle of the spring when the ambiance of I just put the pads on, I look good in the weight room, I'm sore, I got to go in there, we got pads on or we don't have pads on, we're going to have some contact, practice is hard. Did I do enough? Did I get enough rest on the weekend? Now I might have lost a little bit to step up again on a Tuesday, probably the hottest day of the spring, and stay focused.
Well, the Coach Bird likes to talk about it with the Supernovas, that day-to-day practice competition. This is how she knew she chose right, that her talent radar was right. It was the internal talent rather than the physical talent. Internal people were trying to figure out how to beat people who were just as good as they were.
Right.
They weren't there to take advantage of the people that they're better than.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise. Having fun in the sun or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
They weren't there to coast. It was Farley in the hole looking at LP, looking at the GOAT, and making a decision that not only actually, and the way he described it.
Did he say he won?
It wasn't a decision. He said it was, I just had to.
But did he say he won?
No.
He said he took an L?
He said.
Dang, Farley.
He took an L? He took. Well, in his mind, he won.
He took an L.
He won. No, in his mind, he made the play.
Yeah.
It wasn't pretty.
It don't matter.
It wasn't like he talked about that you as a group hated the idea of giving up a yard to that offense.
That is such a high standard.
Hey, we don't accept BS
plays, from anybody,
right? That we don't want the best, the most important offense in the country to get a yard on us, let alone anything else. He also talked about the fact that y'all put Tommy on the ground. Like there was not a thump-free Tommy Frazier practice thing going on. For the most part, yeah. Yeah, you got to take these licks, man. We got to get you prepared.
But T. Frazier had a quick whistle, though.
Yeah.
Listen, man, you might hit him. Because the thing about T. Frazier, he must have been told, like, when he wasn't going to hit, that's when he's going to talk the most junk. Because we would try to chase him, and then the whistle would be pretty quick. But that was just part of the toughness that we had, where it's like, you're going to be involved in the run game. You got to be able to harden your body for hits. And obviously, we knew that, we need to take care of him, no cheap shots or anything like that. So, I mean, it's a different time, but, you know, as far as football and the rules and the dynamics of the team, but I still think you can find ways to bring that out of each player, each team, each position group, each practice, because it's great when you're getting recruited. It's great that when you're here and you get a lot of things that are here, but ultimately you're here to play football and play it to your best ability. And if you're trying to play football to your best ability, I would hope just naturally the competitiveness would come out, that you just want to be your best. Because if everybody wants to be their best, you're going to have a pretty salty team. You can't just go through the motions. And there's days that, Farley will tell you, we didn't feel it. We didn't have it. We didn't have the juice. Well, you got to have good guys around you that bring it out of you or demand it out of you. And at the end of the day, it doesn't matter how they do it. If they bring it out of you, you know, I like to say massage it out of you. They're kind of like all warm and fuzzy. You kind of got to talk them into doing it or get them to do something that they think they're not capable of, or you got to demand it. And there's different ways about it. I mean, you know, playing with Jason and Christian, they would do both. You know, Christian, you know, came up to me. He's like, man, you know what? I heard you're pretty good, but, you know, you got to hit the weight room. Now, I never lifted weights before. I mean, that's obviously was a no. But a guy that's starting came and told me that. It was kind of like putting my arm around it, like, get it going.
Mm-hmm.
But then once I got out there in the game, Phil Ellis was like, look, man, practice is over. You can't be messing up. And so that's the way it was. And, you know, it was one of the things that, you know, we needed to do to get the best out of each other. So if you can get that true organic leadership, I think it helps the team grow. And this is what the spring is about, man. I mean, I'm sure people got articles to write, gossip to start, and all that. But they got to grind this bad boy out. They got to really, really sharpen their knife. They got to bring, you know, every day you've got to kind of find a way to crank it up.
Is spring a player-driven vacuum of football, or is that coaches pushing players beyond what players think is natural and comfort to them?
It's both.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, one thing I think I read where the players are, you know, kind of taking the leadership and ownership of the team and stuff like that. I think it's both. I mean, I think with our team, when we played, we were player-driven, but we also never wanted to let the coaches down. So as hard as we work in the way that we pushed each other, I'd like to think it helped the coaches do their job a little bit more efficiently. But then also there was days that where the defense was garbage, where we were getting ran through. But we also knew that Coach McBride would get it cracking quick. Okay. So you would find some energy somewhere. Whether it was a gator lights that we had or sphincter muscle getting tight, we're gonna do our thing.
Gotta go.
And same thing with the offense. There was times that we got after them. Rashawn will tell you there's ways that, you know, times you had to start practice over and so forth and so on. But that's just part of football. But spring is a time to test yourself in a unique schedule because it's every other day. So you're not getting in a rhythm. So you can't afford a day off. There is no practice 12 I can get. Once you hit number 20, that's a long. So April 27th And let's just say you don't start till July 27th, even though you start after that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's April to May, May to June, June to last. That's 90 days to really think about what you maybe not accomplished versus what you should have.
Get it together, boys. Get it together.
And then on top of it, the competition is really good that you got to expect. If I'm competing against you two, I got to expect you two to get better. But then guess what else has to happen? We're in a linebacker room. We got to expect the offensive groups that we're going to play against, even though we maybe played against them last year, we got to expect them to get better.
And to have the conversation, right? That in the locker room, like, listen, Jay, I know you had a rough day yesterday. Today going to be worse, bro. Like, I'm going to bring it to you.
Right.
That yeah. Those conversations carry spring football.
Oh, the best.
Like, Indiana, I'm sorry, bro. I got to take your job.
No,
like,
I'm not sorry. Indiana don't care.
Right.
So guess what? When we win this game, say we beat UTEP, right? We will beat UTEP. Nobody's going to go back and say, you know what? Winning this game wasn't worth the hard work that we did in spring.
Yeah.
What could happen is if a player or a team or whatever doesn't reach their goals, you'd be like, you know what? Maybe we should have, you know, or whatever. So you want to eliminate a lot of doubt and regret by putting in the work here. And you have to find different things to say, listen, you know, and I'm sure they do things like keep stats and practice and all that. You know, if we want to be a dominant third and 8-12 team, whatever, you know, whatever it may be, well, then that's where we got to find the extra juice, right? Whatever you were deficient at, that as a player, as a group, right? Yeah. Maybe we need more sacks from our whatever, you know, whatever. Okay, well, this is it. Because those are the things that you gotta draw back on when you're trying to win championship and you're trying to reestablish yourself. Because
and it tells the story of how Nebraska's going to coach April to September. Because when they see all the things, either they know what we're good at, hey, mm-hmm. Or maybe we thought we were good at a yeah. thing that we're not.
Oh yeah.
Okay, you need to step up. Receivers need to be better. Oh, internal line play. Hey, our communication's off. Our audibles aren't clear.
Communication on defense needs to be better. We need to start anticipating the call or anticipating the check. That's when you really, you know, or like what I like to say, you're cooking with peanut oil.
And my favorite gamers, finding gamers, people who show up.
What's the, you know what? When we go to break, I want you to define what a gamer, I don't know what a gamer is.
Because
I ain't never played.
That's a gamer.
I want to know what a gamer is. We're going to go to break.
Yeah.
And give me by definition.
Yeah.
So when I see one
yep.
or hear one, I'm like, okay, maybe I played with a gamer.
Yeah.
Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Norman, we'll be right back.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.